was still breathing, making a raspy, bubbly sound. Gently, I lifted her. She was alive and even aware, her eyes unglazed. She seemed unsurprised to see me. She smiled. She managed to whisper despite the blood in her throat.
Don't waste time on me. Take Sarah. Take the children.
Her wound was a sword thrust that had gone in outside her right breast and downward through her lung. At her age, it was a miracle she had lived this long. She smiled again, whispered,
"Be good to her, standard bearer."
"I will," I promised, not understanding what she meant. Hong Trey managed a wink and a wince of pain. She leaned forward onto Ki Dam again. The racket outside increased again. "Tai Day!" I leapt over the bodies, flung a foot that glanced off Tai Day's behind. "If you don't get your ass up and get organized, we're not going to help anybody." I spotted a couple more kids cowering in the back. One of them had lighted the lamps. Other than Sara and her mother, no adults appeared to have survived. "Sara!" I snapped. "Get up!" I slapped her. "Round up those kids back there." They were too terrified to trust me, even if they knew me. I was still an outsider. A little yelling was all Tai Day and his sister needed. Their universe suddenly regained structure and direction, though they couldn't see it since. They just needed somebody to get them started. We found only one more living child and no more surviving adults. "Tai Day, can you keep these kids together if we make a run for the alley?" The Taglians would cease to be a problem if we made it that far. In there, one man could hold off a horde till help arrived. He shook his head.
"They are too frightened and too badly hurt."
I was afraid of that. "Then we'll carry them. Can you settle your mother down? She'll need to help. Sara, take the baby. I'll carry the girl. On my back. I want my hands free. Tell her to hang on tight, but to keep her hands out of my face. If she don't think she can do that, let me know now. We'll tie her wrists together." Sara nodded. She was past her hysteria. She knelt beside Hong Trey, held the old woman for a moment, then removed her jade bracelet. With a deep sigh and evident reluctance, she slipped the bracelet onto her own left wrist. Then she turned to Ki Gota and began trying to calm her. Tai Day talked to the children, translating my instructions. I realized that Sara never spoke at all, not even in a whisper. The girl I was going to carry was about 6 years old, and she didn't want to go. "Tie her on, then, damn it!" I snapped. I had begun to shake. I didn't know how much longer I would retain.